Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, I know that it's not Christmas yet. Tomorrow is Christmas, but we're going to do a special show tonight at Lena's and Susie's Talk, Real Women. Am I not showing up in the queue? No, you're not, Susie. You're not showing up in the queue. I don't know what's going on. But you're not there, so maybe I need to disconnect from the Blog Talk Radio and come back in. Maybe let's try that. There we are. There she is.
There Hi, Lana.
Is. Hi.
How are you?
You know, I'm good. I've been busy all day cooking up all these dinners that we're going to serve tomorrow to these drivers out on the road, you know, and hopefully we can try. I could get this camera adjusted here. Sorry. Yeah, so, you know, we're making up these big dinners, and tomorrow afternoon, my daughter and I, big announcement, we're going to be at the TA truck stop in Mount Vernon, Missouri, off of I-44, so if you guys are coming through there, stop in. I'm going to be in my semi. I'm going to have a sign posted up on it that says free Christmas dinners to truck drivers. We're going to have turkey and ham and a little bit of chicken for the drivers that don't eat turkey or ham. We're going to have mashed potatoes. Sorry, guys. I'm sick. I apologize. Mashed potatoes and gravy and my homemade chicken and noodles, pumpkin pie. So I'm really excited about being able to do this tomorrow for our brothers and sisters that are out on the road. And what we have left over, you know, we're going to be there for a couple of hours. And what we have left over, we're going to take and we're going to go to the homeless camps that we have in Springfield, Missouri, that we, my daughter and I know about. And we're going to give what's left over to the homeless people because everybody deserves to have a Christmas dinner. Everybody. So
that's
before
wonderful.
Before we get started tonight, I have what Bobby Bones' show. Does everybody know who Bobby Bones is off of iHeartRadio? I think he's just the greatest show ever, I'm telling you. But he does this thing called the Bonehead Story of the Day. I got a bonehead story. It's a trucking story I'd like to tell. All right? So it's going to take about 5 minutes, and then we're going to get to Feel Good Susie, and she's going to tell us something good to feel good about tonight. And then we're going to touch on the subject that is at hand, which is the FMCSA has decided that they are going to allow instructors to get licensed to be able to do third-party testing at truck driving schools so they can give you your skills test after they teach you for 4 weeks of how to drive a semi. And let's just pray to the Lord Jesus that they don't have a problem with you and that they like you, because we all know that it's not going to be a non-biased decision for that to happen because there are several factors that you have to take in consideration. But let's do the bonehead story of the day, and then let's get to Feel Good Susie, and then we'll get on to our subject. Let's get some more people on here. I know everybody has an opinion about instructors being able to give you your skills test. It's real important that we talk about this. And, you know, I do want to say this from the SBTC. We do wish every truck driver out there, every trucking family out there, a very Merry Christmas. And I do have some good news. So everybody knows that we've been waiting for a medication to come in for Keith. And guess what got delivered today? The medicine's here. Are you there, Susie? I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry, Lena. I'm here. I was cheering you on over here, and you couldn't even hear me because I'd muted my phone.
Yeah, can't hear a word from you. We'll get it right one of these
sometimes. Phones sometimes are only as smart as their operators, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, yeah, so today there was a knock on the door from FedEx, and it's the very expensive medication that they are adding to the medications that my husband is already taking. But let's just keep our fingers crossed and let's pray to God that this medication puts him back in remission. He cannot start taking it until the nurse comes out, but it's here. We're just waiting for the nurse to contact him and to set up an appointment to come out here so that he can start taking this medicine. So that's my Christmas present. God delivered his medication to us today, so now we just got to wait for that nurse to show up, and he can start taking the medicine. So, yeah, that's my feel-good story today. All right. How many of you drivers have ever forgot to set your parking brakes whenever you get out of the truck? Well, apparently this driver forgot to set his parking brake, and he sends a dump truck plowing through a 40-year-old comedy club. All right, in Nashville, Tennessee, at Comedy Club Zanies, this driver, 40-year-old, we're just going to leave his name out of it. In Nashville, Tennessee, He forgot to, December 22nd, set his parking brake, and according to the news channel, 5 News Channel, the dump truck was parked at a construction site down the street where the driver apparently forgot to set the parking brake. The truck then rolled down the street and straight into the building, smashing through a large mural wall. Luckily, no one was injured at the accident, so that's great. At 5 p.m. on Tuesday, the owners were having the building inspected for structural damage and hoping to have the brick wall repaired and the comedy club back up and running by this weekend, barring any serious structural compromise. The comedian, Nate Bergazi, pardon me if I chopped his name, guys, but whose face, the dump truck smashed in to Nate's face. He was the mural on the wall. This is what he had to say. This is the new way for Zanies to fit the COVID standards, is to have the outside seating, so I think they got it now. So I guess they were apparently having problems fitting the COVID standards, and now that this truck driver... No, it's not a Swift story, Josh. This truck driver forgot to set this parking brake. They now can comply to the COVID standards because he knocked a big old hole through the wall of this comedy club. So he says, I honestly thought my face was the safest of being hit, is what he has to say. You have these barriers, if there's like no way I'll ever be hit because they have a barrier, a wall barrier up there. And, you're right, Jason. It's not Lana Susie Talk without technical difficulty. That is our mission statement. We have difficulty, but we bounce right back and we get through it. So,
that's right.
You know, it's been an amazing, hard year for everybody. For everybody. And when times are good, people laugh. And when times are bad, people really need to laugh. And so with that being said, come on, Feel Good Susie, tell us your feel good story of the day.
Well, my feel good story this week, I didn't have to look far for my feel good story this week. My feel good story this week is Black Smoke Matters. Sean and Joe, those guys just warm my soul so much. Those guys raised over $9,000 to help out needy families this Christmas. And I'm going to tell you, if that doesn't make you feel good to know that there are people in this industry that work that hard. And look, it's not just, let me be fair. Joe and Sean put the thing together. Joe and Sean got the donations together. Joe and Sean did the auction. But all of the people that were involved, everyone who donated, everyone who bought an item, you guys rock. You guys are just amazing. You
yeah,
can say
absolutely.
What you will about this industry, about the people in this industry. Do we fight? Yes, we fight. Do we bicker? Yes, we bicker. But you know what? At the end of the day, we're always there to lend a helping hand. And that is what is the most important part. That's the part that we need to focus on, is the fact that no matter what our differences may be, when there is a need, we come together and make sure that that need gets met. So, Joe and Sean, my hat's off to you guys. And Merry Christmas. You guys have given families a Merry Christmas that might otherwise not have had one. And it's so appreciated. I know how those families are going to feel knowing that they don't have to do without this year.
Yep, that's right. Yep, they raised $9,017, and they're splitting it up between 4 families, and whatever they have left over, they are giving to Trucker's Final Mile. So they've thrown Trucker's Final Mile in there as well. That's going to get some of those funds as well. And, you know, speaking of Joe and Sean, so anybody that knows Joe Denny today, I had a long, long conversation with him today, and I met Dustin Denny today through Joe. What a wonderful kid. What a wonderful, wonderful man he was, and he is. And so please keep Joe in your hearts tonight. He's really hurting. Today's his son's birthday, and this time of year is really hard for him. And but we talked today, and like I said, I met Dustin today through Joe, and he's an amazing man. He is. And so tomorrow when we're giving out the food to the truck drivers, we're doing that in honor of Dustin Denny because my daughter and I feel like this is something that he would do. And so it's going to be in honor of Dustin Denny, Joe Denny's son. So please keep Joe in your hearts. Reach out to him. Reach out to him, guys. You know, Joe's there for you when you need him. Just give him a call and ask him if he's all right. You know, he just may need to cry or have somebody to talk to. So just please, I'm asking you to do that. So, all right. Well, there you go. So we got our story of the day. Jason, what are you sending me? Jason keeps sending me photos. What? Jason, I'm doing a live show here. You got to stop doing this. Okay. You're in snow. Okay. Sorry, you're in snow. All right. It looks lovely. Okay. I do have something else that I want to touch on tonight, you know, that apparently is a problem. So I've got some calculations here. So a relief bill a proposal for a relief bill has been entered into Congress, and President Trump is supposed to veto it. So they're saying that they're going to give Egypt $1.3 billion, Sudan $7 million, Ukraine $453 million, Israel $500 million, Nepal $130 million, Burma $135 million, Cambodia $85.5 million, Pakistan $25 million, Asia RIA, $1.4 billion is what this proposal is that they're giving to other countries when they're going to give the American citizens a stimulus check of $600. $600 isn't going to keep my business open. I'm sorry. It's not going to keep Susie's business open. $600 won't even pay our truck payments. So
won't even fill the truck up with fuel.
So hopefully President Trump has said that he's going to veto this. He is not going to pass it, and he wants every American citizen to get a minimum of $2,000. So let's all keep our fingers and crossed on that. You know, is it? I think that we need more than that. There's supposed to be a second round of a PPP coming, but you have to show losses for the second quarter in order to qualify for that, which I'm sure that we can all do that. Then, guys, if there are anybody on our shows that are listening that are not truck drivers, please, if you see a semi pulled over on the side of the road, go to the passing lane. Move to the passing lane. Because if you are not moving to the passing lane, this is going to happen. On December 22nd in St. Louis, Missouri, a suburb, Hazelwood, Missouri, trooper said that a truck driver was struck traveling westbound on I-270 where her truck stalled in an active lane of traffic. She was setting out traffic triangles to warn other drivers about her broken vehicle. She was struck by a car while standing near the rear of her truck. She died. She lost her life. Move over. If you are not a truck driver, all truck drivers know this. If you see a semi on the side of the road, you have got to get over to that passing lane because you never know where that driver is, and you could have the death of a driver on your hands. If you are not able to move over to the passing lane, slow down. Slow down so that you can get some kind of surveillance of where that driver is so that you're not taking another human's life. Please, I need to say that. Okay, this is serious. This woman lost her life because a four-wheeler would not go over to the passing lane, and she was setting her triangles out to warn people that she was broke down. You know, my heart goes out to this family.
Tragic.
My heart goes out
to this
family.
It was unnecessary.
No. Our government needs to spend money. They were spending money. We need to educate the public on driver safety about semis. When they go to get their driver's license, they should have to take a mini course of how to act around a semi, what to do around a semi. It should be part of the driver's education test, just a regular driver's license, you know. And I think that, you know, that's once we get this Truckers Protection Bill passed for 2021, go to SBTC, guys. It's not too late. Print that bill off. Send it to your legislation. You can email it to them. Just get on the phone and make your phone calls. Get emails and send that to them. Let them know that bill's coming their way. Let's not forget about Bogdan. You know, Bogdan Pacheco is still happening. February 3rd is when his court date is. Guys, keep calling the Heffernan County Prosecutor's Office. I'm calling them every day. Every day they hear my voice telling them, have you dropped charges yet? Are you going to drop charges yet? This is a political game. What you're doing is not right. He did nothing wrong. Nothing will happen to you for doing that. So please, don't forget about Bogdan, and let's have prayers for his family during this time of year. You know, and hope that they have happiness, that they can find happiness within their souls right now. So that's another thing that I wanted to talk about tonight. So if you are a four-wheeler, move over. Move over before you kill another truck driver. Please. Okay? Make sure you're setting your parking brakes. Don't forget about Mr. Joe Dennis.
That's right.
Don't forget about Mr. Joe Denny. Let's keep him in our prayers. Let's give him a call. Go ahead, sister.
That's right. While you are getting that bill printed out and taken to your congressman, your representative, you know, you also might talk to them about that bill. Like Daryl said in the comments here on Facebook, Daryl Lane said, you know, America first. You know, if you're a parent, you know, you don't go next door and feed your neighbor's kid before you feed your own kid. You feed your kid, and then maybe if you got something left, you go share with, you know, and that's kind of the same scenario here. You can give this millions of billions and trillions of dollars to these other countries. One of them was for a gender study. Look, fine. They need a gender study. Let them come up with their own money. It is not our responsibility as taxpaying citizens of this nation to pay taxes for our government to turn around and give that money to other countries to take care of whatever their needs may be. They need to figure out how to pay for their own. We have too many pork barrel, too much spending already in America that, in my opinion, is unnecessary. You know, you sell a hammer to the military for $450 that I can go and buy at Lowe's myself for $25. That's ridiculous. And we need, as American citizens, now or never. It's now or never. It is time for us to stand up and speak We have been silent for far too long. We've allowed these laws. We've allowed this funding. We've allowed them to use our money however they saw fit. And if we don't take our power back from our government, the America that we know today will not exist for even our grandchildren. So
that's right.
When you print that, you know, you're twofold. You're killing two birds with one stone. You need to print that bill out. You need to email it or go to your state capitol if that's feasible for you guys. And you can kill two birds with one stone. You can hand them that bill that needs to be passed, and you can also demand that they stop this bill from passing. Because I'm sorry, I'm going to tell you, I'm a conservative. I guess you guys have probably figured that out by now, but if you haven't, I'm outing myself. And let me state for the record that my views in no way are Lena's views. My views in no way are the SBTC's views. My views in no way are a part of Black Smoke Matters. They are simply Susie's views. And the way I see it is enough. You know, I'm not going to go pay my neighbor's light bill and let my lights get shut off. But that's what America's doing to us. Or our government, I should say. And as far as the $2,000 that Donald Trump wants, really, what is $2,000 going to do? What is it going to do? We can't run our businesses with $2,000. Hell, most of us, $2,000 pay our household bills for an entire month and put groceries on our table. You know, $2,000 is not going to cut it, guys. We can't just keep handing out money to people and rewarding, you know, we're allowing, what we're doing at this point, we're shutting these businesses down. These governors are shutting down businesses. And I thank God that I live in Tennessee and I don't live in a state where our government is doing those things. It's time that we really step back and look at the issues at hand. Stop being quiet. Stop letting them silently pass bills underneath our noses. We know it's been going on for years. They are doing something. You know, you got to be watching both hands with our government, because they'll have a puppet show going with their right hand and you don't see what they're over here with that left hand in your pocket stealing your money. So
yeah, that's right.
It's time we all stand up. And if we don't do it now, I don't see there ever being a time more appropriate than now. It is sad. The COVID pandemic is sad. It is sad that people are getting sick. It is sad that our healthcare facilities are overrun, that we have nurses and doctors that are overworked. It is sad. I'm not doubting that. I'm in no way trying to minimize that. I hate that it's happening. But at this point, at what point, my question would be to our listeners and to our viewers and our followers, at what point do we say enough? At what point do we say, open our businesses, we have to get back to normal, we have to, guys, it's a given. Because when these restaurants and these businesses start shutting down, what happens to freight? And then we're back to square one.
Yeah, freight is good right now. We're making money. We're starting to get, you know, above water and recover. But I hope that the industry, you know, realizes that this is just a temporary thing. It's just a temporary thing. Because the country's going to shut back down. And when the country shuts back down, because more businesses are going to go out of business because of the COVID and because we can't get any help from our government, because they want to give, you know, other countries X, Y, and Z money to do a gender study, you know, instead of giving it to businesses to open back up and to stay in business, you know, the freight is going to plummet. And we're going to, you're right, be right back at square one. We're going to be begging again. We're going to be struggling. You know, drivers are going to lose their businesses, you know. So I really hope that people are putting back, I hope that you're putting back money. I really do, you know. So I, you know, and I have to bounce off of what Susie said. Everybody needs to understand that anything that happens on Lana and Susie's talk is Lana and Susie's opinion. It has nothing to do with the SBTC. So it is our opinions. If it reflects concerning the SBTC, then I will put a disclaimer out that this is from the SBTC because I am a board member of the SBTC, so I have to put the disclaimer out there. So that it doesn't get associated with that group unless it is needing to be like the Truckers Protection Act, bogged in, but any of this political stuff or our opinion on this trainers being able to give you your skills test and give you your license, that's mine and Susie's opinion. So your turn, Susie.
Oh, I guess that's what we need to get into, Lena, because I'm going to say we're going to be on this subject for quite a bit. I read that article that was put out. Was it CDL Life that put it out, I believe?
Yes,
about the FMCSA and that BS. I'm going to tell you right now, and they even said it in the article. They said in the article that you know, most of the comments they had were negative, that most of the comments were them asking not to allow the third-party trainer to give a skills test. You know, I just cannot – I read the article, and I read it twice, and I read it a third time, and I even read some of the things – four times because I'm thinking, does somebody really think this is a good idea? Does somebody really buy into this jazz? Because obviously the people who commented did not buy into it. And sadly, it didn't get very many comments, but I'm guessing that's because not a lot of people knew that it was coming down the pipeline. You know, we pushed the broker comment period. We pushed the autonomous, the Pronto AI exemption. But, you know, I guess somebody's just going to have to constantly monitor regulations.gov to see what's coming down that pipeline because obviously they're pushing things that we're just completely unaware of.
Yeah, we're completely
missing
it. But
like in your situation. Well, like in your situation, Lena, and when you went to school, you could have been the best driver in the school, top-notch student, but because your instructor didn't like you, there wouldn't have been a chance in hell you would have ever gotten your CDL. Not a chance in hell.
No.
It wouldn't have happened.
No. Nope, I would not have gotten my CDL. And, you know, and we did a show back on, one of our shows was about women in the trucking industry going to get their CDLs, and it's no secret. I mean, it's just been put on the back burner, and it's not talked about anymore. So Susie and I have tried to bring light to it about women being attacked by their trainers or being forced to do things that they don't want to do in order to obtain their CDL, sexual favors, or have to put up with unnecessary, overly aggressive sexual statements. And so, you know, is that going to happen? You know, I mean, if your instructor is now your person who is going to give you your CDL test, and he has been a little fresh with you while he was training you, and now he's the person that's going to determine whether you get a CDL or not? How's that going to play out?
Yeah.
So, well, what are you going to have to
do? That's right. I mean, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to put women in a position, in that scenario, you're going to put women in a position where they feel like they can't protect themselves because, you know, it's either I do this and or I allow this, or I'm not going to get my CDL and I'm not going to be able to do this job that I'm, you know, that I'm going to school for, that I'm trying to learn this trade for, or you're going to end up with these schools that get bonuses per student. You know, they get so much per every student that comes through there, and they're just going to pass them to pass them because, you know, hey, we need – Swift's going to call them up, and they're going to say, hey, we need, like, 200 drivers by such and such date, and if you can get us these drivers out of your school, you know, we'll pay you $5,000 per student. You know, so then you got these trainers being promised money, and you get these trainers probably being promised, oh, well, you know, you get a bonus if you – you know, if you can get this many students through your class in this certain period of time. And then,
well, you know, I'm going
to start passing them just to get them through so they can get their money.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now that I know for sure, without a doubt, take it to the bank, you'll be a millionaire, that the office manager of the school gets a bonus for every student that graduates, because I asked a office manager that ran a particular school. So what do you get paid if students graduate? You get a bonus, all right? And then the trainers, for everybody who gets their CDL, the trainers also get a bonus. So, truck driving schools are just trucking mills, and you have hit the nail on the head. Now that they do not have to go to the license bureau and have the highway patrol officers give the CDL test, and they're going to be able to do it correctly. Yes, the skill. Guys, I'm sorry. Everybody pause. Hello? I'm in the middle of my show. Okay, Chuck, I'm live on your show. Sorry about that, guys. Sorry. Okay,
no, right,
where
Adam.
Were we? I apologize. Where were we?
We were talking about the trainers getting, or the office staff getting money for drivers coming through, and now you no longer have to be tested at the TDOT or the Department of Transportation, the skills portion of the test anyway. Now
yes,
you're going to put that in the hands of a trainer.
Yes, and what happens if that trainer don't like you? Because in my case, my trainers did not like me. They had some kind of problem with me, and they did not like me, down to the point to where I was not able to participate while I was at school. I would volunteer when they were asking the students, okay, who's ready, who would like to try, and I would say, I want to try, and they would say, no, let so-and-so do it, you know, and they would push me to the wayside. So, guys, we have to, as a trucking industry, we have to stand up against that, because there are going to be more safe, unsafe drivers put out on the road. It's going to become more of a trucking mill than it already is. You know, and that's all it is.
That's
it's just
right.
A trucking mill. You know, we're going to have drivers out there. I promise you, you know, those schools teach you the bare minimum, just the bare minimum for you to pass your CDL. And then they place you with Swift or wanted Prime, these mega carriers, and then they get a bonus for job placement. So, bonus after bonus after bonus, and then it's the trainers at the actual job placement that's supposed to finish training you. So you know the bare minimum when you go to these mega carriers. And it all depends on what kind of trainer you get there to whether or not that trainer is going to be set up in the front seat to train you or is sitting back there sleeping. Because it happens. I promise you. And now it's going to get worse because your trainer at your school is going to be able to give you your CDL. Think about how unsafe the roads are now to how they're going to be once this actually starts happening. Do we know when this is actually going to start happening? I was trying to go back through my messages, Susie, and see if I could find the
hold on one second, and I'll pull it up and see if I can find it.
I you know what? I got it right here. Boom. All right. So it says that the FMCSA published a new rule that says that it will make it easier for drivers to obtain a CDL, but there are some who have concerns about possibly fraud. So, and I don't understand what they mean, fraud. Do you understand what they mean? There's going to be possibly fraud. Federal rules previously prohibited a third party.
Well, it's just what we talked about. You know, you could get, okay, let's say that my husband became one of these truck driver trainers, you know, and our kid wanted to start driving a truck. What's to say that my husband fudges and says that he did it when he really didn't?
Exactly.
You know, you know, come on, give me a break. You cannot, this whole thing is just asinine. And it's like I said, it's like when you and I discussed this. It says on here, fraud, conflict of interest, examiner bias, should the restriction be lifted? Because that was like some of the commenters, the dissenting comments against this policy. But like we were talking about, I think if they make this, rule passed, if they get this rule to go through and they start allowing this, I honestly feel like at that point, it should be no different than a doctor having malpractice insurance. These trainers should have to have some type of insurance that says that this person is, okay, I gave Susie Carlson her skills test and I said she passed it. And therefore, she obtained her CDL. And not a week out of the gate, Susie Carlson has an accident that was egregious, and it was all her fault, and it was a skilled error that caused this accident, and she wiped out a family of five people. That trainer should have to have some type of insurance so that when that happens, because we all know it will, they should be able to go back and go after that trainer for passing that person and saying that they were okay, that they passed their skills test.
With
That's
you
the only
saying
way
that,
I can see them. Go ahead, Lena.
Well, with you saying that, so I don't know if you guys know, but when you go to a bar and the bartender's serving you or the waitress is serving you and you get too drunk, if they don't cut you off and they continue to allow you to drink and you go out and kill somebody, that bar is now responsible and will lose their license to be able to serve alcohol. So,
and we also,
why?
I owned a bar, Lena, and we also had to have insurance to protect us from that. You know, and so we were very strict about it because, number one, I didn't want it on my conscience. Of course, you know me by now. That's something that would have just been devastating for me. But for two, it is my responsibility as a bar owner, as someone who is serving alcohol to the public. It was absolutely my responsibility. If someone left my establishment and they were inebriated, and they did not have a safe ride home, and they killed someone, it would have absolutely been on my head. And it should be no different in this situation. And to me, that's the only way you're going to keep that's the only way you're going to keep honest. And you're going to know for damn sure that when those people leave that school, that they have been trained properly. Because otherwise, that trainer is putting his entire life on the line. I'm sorry, but that's the way I see it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
What's going on here, Susie?
What's going on?
We've got some comments here.
We've got some comments here.
All right. We've got some real bad Are you there, Susie?
You broke up a little bit, dear.
Why do we have the echo going on?
I do not know.
Oh, man, here we go. Okay, guys, we're going to have it. So the most individual commentators opposed lifting the commentators expressed concern that allowed the same individual to train and test the applicant but undermine the testing process, thereby negatively impacting the safety. As one individual noted, the proposed rule removes the necessary impartiality of a CDL examiner, allowing the instructor to fail or pass a student to whom they have developed a relationship. This is not a fair assessment of the candidate's abilities. A commentator identified as a trainer with 22 years of experience that the reason another trainer has to test my students is to prevent bias or just passing them along. Another commentator said that while some companies will do due diligence to make sure drivers are trained properly, lifting the restrictions would remove necessary checks and balance from the skills testing process. Several commentators compared this to a fox guarding a hen house. Now, guys, I want to hear what you think about that. Call into the show, 516-387-1733. Push 1. I'll see that you're in the queue. I'll bring you on the show. I want to hear what you think about this. You know, your voices need to be heard about this is going to happen. You know, we're going to have these trainers training these drivers and just putting them out on the road. Again, here we go. You know, creating a more dangerous road out there for us. I just talked about. Is the echo gone, Bobby? Susie?
Yes, Lena, I don't hear an echo, and I can't see those comments. I'm watching the Facebook comments on your personal page, not on the Lena's Talk page.
Oh, okay. I don't hear an echo now, so it's gone. I don't know what that was about. Merry Christmas, Daryl. You be safe out there, brother. So let's go to some of these comments that we've got on here. Josh Stewart says, they don't care about us. We shouldn't have to support the rest of the world. No, we shouldn't, but we do. And, you know, everybody has their own opinion about that, Josh. So there's not really anybody making too many comments about Kenny McGraw. The ones that are really good go through school. The trainers may tell them you're failing, but I can pass you if you do what I say. Exactly.
What?
I can pass you if you do what I say. I don't know how many messages I received from women, that's where I was going, with women in the trucking industry that was trying to get their CDL, saying that they had gotten their CDL, but then had been sexually assaulted by their trainers. You know, so, yeah, I can pass you if you do what I say. Kenny McGraw says the third party going to put the cost up so high that a driver's going to have to pay more than what it costs today to just get started. Yeah, you're probably right, Kenny. You are probably right. Susie, have you seen any other comments over there on us?
No, not about the third party trainers. Most of the comments I'm seeing on this side are about the stimulus package. You know, things are pretty heated right now about our nation and what's going on. You know, so, but, you know, these guys, you guys, does it not seem that our government has no common sense? And they have even less sense when it comes to the trucking industry. They willy-nilly pass these rules and regulations and laws, and it's just like, seriously? Do you guys? Oh, it makes me so mad, because I just do not understand for the life of me. You know, a common sense law would be you can't murder someone. That's a general law that applies to everyone across the board, right? So it doesn't take a genius to figure out that we shouldn't murder people or we shouldn't steal from other people, okay? But when these guys are passing laws and regulations and rules that come to any skilled labor, and I know trucking is not yet classified as a skilled trade, but it should be. I firmly believe that it should be. However, when they are passing rules, regulations, and laws that affect an industry that they know zilch, these guys, I'm sorry, excuse my language, they don't know shit. They don't have a clue. These guys couldn't sit their ass in the seat of a big truck for 2 hours, let alone 14. So what is the deal? How are we going to get our voices heard? The only way to do that is to be louder than everyone else. I'm sorry, guys. Look at Black Lives Matter. Look at Antifa. These low-life people go into these cities. They burn. They loot. They commit acts of violence. They maim people. And look, guys, I'm not saying that that's what we need to do. Absolutely not. But we're going to have to get loud. The only way we're going to get anything to happen is to get loud.
Well, how are we supposed to get loud? You know,
we're going to have to
How are we supposed to get the nation together to get loud?
I mean, that right there, Lena, is the question. That's the question of the night. You know, first of all, we have to be making those phone calls. That's a start, because then we're bugging the fire out of them. You know, we're not letting them rest. We're not letting them make these other phone calls. You know, we're wearing them out. That's a start. I mean, you got to start somewhere, right? So why not start small? Email, call. You know, again, if it's feasible for you, if you live close to your capital, go in person and knock on these damn doors and say, hey, I vote. My vote matters. And if you want me to vote for you, you're going to hear me. You know, in today's world, we don't even know that our damn vote counts. But, you know, I'm just saying, we got to start somewhere.
I totally agree with you. You know, it doesn't hurt for you to call your senators and your congressmen and your representatives, you know, and voice your opinion about what's going on in your country. This is your country. This is your country. You're the ones that put them in the office. You guys are the ones that did that. It's
yep.
your country, and it's time that we, the American people, stand up and take it back. You know?
Absolutely.
You know, and you had... The other day when we was talking, she said she was so mad, guys, that she said, we, the American people, need to storm into Capitol Hill. We need to demand that everybody in there resigns immediately. That's how mad she was. But she's going to do it, too.
I'm over it, you know. You have so few people running our government, so few, that are truly looking out for the interests of the citizens. The majority of them are literally there because they're padding their pockets. I mean, you look at their salaries versus their net worth. Seen anything like it? I mean, come on. How do you make a salary of $200,000 a year, but yet your net worth, and short of being some type of heir, you know, heiress, someone who's inherited their money, you only make $200,000 a year, but your net worth is in the millions? Come on, Lena. Come on. I know truck drivers that make six figures a year that are nowhere near worth millions of dollars. Give me a freaking break. Nobody is as stupid as our government likes to think we are. We are not stupid. We know that you are taking money from this group over here because they want this law passed, or they want you to fill in a loophole so that when they get ready to file their taxes, they don't have to pay you shit. You know, we're not stupid. None of us are. We've got it figured out, but now we've got to sit down, we've got to put our heads together, and we've got to figure out how to stop it. Me personally, I think lobbying should be illegal. I don't think it should be allowed. That's just me personally. Like I say, I know people are going to say, oh, Susie, you know that's never going to happen. Well, it may not. It may not be realistic, but I just firmly believe that they should not be able to take money from special interest groups. I'll never be okay with that.
I need to say, I don't want to interrupt this, but this is a super important announcement that I missed, and I am so sorry, Sonia. Sonia, I don't know how to say your last name, but she has gotten things together for truck drivers in Fort Worth, Texas, and the Dallas area. If you guys are going through there, please reach out to her. Her name is Sonia Janissa. How do you say it? Janissa. Huh?
Maybe Janice?
Janice, okay. Yes.
Or Janice? I'm not sure.
Yeah, so she's on here right now. You guys share that out. I shared out her post earlier. She has gotten packets together for truck drivers in the Fort Worth, Dallas area. Sonny, please post that on my page here so that it can get out there to the drivers that may be going through your area, so that they know who to reach out to if they're needing a food or supplies or anything like that. So I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. So that's all. I forgot to put that out there. I apologize. Anyways, carry on, my friend.
That's wonderful. Thank you, Sonia. That is really nice for you to do that for these drivers. It's little things, you know. I don't know if you guys saw, but I know you'll remember that we had Shandell on our show a couple weeks ago. She was the lady that was giving back to truck drivers. She was stopping them in truck stops and giving them $500 and a T-shirt. Well, her group raised another $5,000 that I was watching yesterday, I think it was, or maybe the day before, and she was doing round two, handing out another $5,000, and y'all, It was so sweet. And those drivers down in Texas were different than the ones in New York. They were all about giving her a big old hug and telling her thank you and just smiling from ear to ear. And, you know, what a better time to give back than at Christmas time. My daughter today, we left Walmart. She had to get a few little things for her girls. And so we were leaving there, and there was, of course, an older gentleman in the parking lot, and he was asking for money. And, of course, I'm not one. I don't believe all of those people are not always genuine. Sometimes you will run up on someone who's just down on their luck and need a little help. But my daughter said, Mama, I've got to give him money. I don't know what it was about him, because she's not one to do that either. But there were a couple of cars in front of us. We watched them give him some money. And my daughter didn't have much to give him. She's a single mom with two little girls herself. She struggles. But she reached in her little wallet, and I think she gave him $4 or $5, may have been a little more. She gave this man her money, and he started telling her that he had a friend that had helped him, and he was trying to get some money together to help this man buy a heater. And he said, and you just helped me do that. And before we left there, my poor baby was just crying. She said, Mama, he's so sweet. You know, this is the time of year we have to be thankful for what we have.
Yeah, you're exactly. We have to be thankful for what we have and be able to want to give to people who have nothing. You know, my phone call that interrupted my show is from a homeless person, and he lives in a homeless camp, and he was calling me to tell me that when he got back to camp that somebody had stole all of his stuff. So I don't know whose phone he was calling me from, but I will try to figure out whose phone he borrowed when I get off here, and I will deal with that so that I can help him, you know, because it's freezing outside, you know. And so, yeah, you know, hey, Kara, Merry Christmas. And yes, we're praying that this medicine puts Keith back in remission. But that's the phone call that interrupted the show, and I apologize, guys, about that. But, you know, here at Lana and Susie's Talk, we get calls all the time, you know, with people wanting help and needing help. And our phones are on 24/7. Answering them. I don't know about you, but my phone stays busy, Susie. So, Hey, Taylor, how's it going tonight? Good to see you. Pretty sure my husband will be coming through Mount Vernon. Told, yes, tell him to stop at the TA truck stop in Mount Vernon, Missouri, off of I-44. It'll be tomorrow afternoon, probably around 2:30-ish, 3 p.m., and my daughter and I are going to be handing out dinners to drivers that choose to participate, that would like to have a Christmas dinner. You know, we're doing it in honor of Dustin Denny, Joe Denny's son, because this is something that I feel that he would do for the trucking community. And so I just, you know, it's been heavy on my heart, and it's just something that we need to do. So please, please, guys, stop by there, because like I said, with what we have left over, we're going to go take through these homeless camps that we know about and give that there to them. So, but don't be stingy if you're coming through there. Eat up, guys. Eat up, guys. Please eat up. So, but there's a lot of people doing stuff. Trucker G, I seen that Trucker G and Mrs. G was doing something too. You've got Sonia doing something for the truck drivers in Fort Worth, Texas, and in Dallas, Texas area. So, you know, there a lot of people are you know, reaching out to the trucking community and helping this at this time. And I think that that's fantastic, Susie. With what's going on in the world today, everybody's so pissed off about what the government's doing to them. You know, it's hard to stop thinking about ourselves and our troubles and our worries and start wanting to help other people, because we're so consumed with our own personal stuff. So, you know, I think that it's great that people are able to put their personal stuff aside for one day and go out and give back. Just give back, you know. just give back so that you'll feel good. You know, it'll make, you know, maybe if you see somebody else and their problems that they're having, your problems won't seem as bad. You know, like Susie's story about the homeless man that her daughter gave money to, you know. After she did that for her, for him, I'm sure that in the back of her mind she thought, you know, I'm a single mom raising, she's got two girls, is that right?
Yes, ma'am, Salem and Piper.
Yeah, Salem's my bud. Piper's my bud too, but I kind of like Salem. She's a little she's a little tear. She's got a little fire in her. So those are my kind of kids. That's terrible, isn't it? But you know, she's a single mom, but she didn't think twice about reaching in her pocket and giving that guy what little money that she had. So I'm sure somewhere in the back of her mind, she was thinking, you know, maybe my life isn't so bad. So just for a moment there, she had a little bit of relief and peace and calming in her mind and to come over her soul because she was helping somebody else and now her problem didn't seem so big. That's why you should give back. That's why you should give to other people. It's not to gloat. It's not to talk about, oh, I did this and I did that, you know, and look at me and yada, yada, yada. No, that's not what that is about. Susie and I was talking about this earlier. That's not what that's about. What that is about, for me to be able to give back to people, I'm going to be honest. I am a selfish bitch, okay? I would rather focus on other people's problems and help other people so that I don't have to focus on mine.
Well, now that makes sense. I mean, it's easier to try to fix other people than to have to look in the mirror and fix ourselves. It always is.
So I think that I'm selfish because, you know, I would rather go out and fix Joe Blow's problem than worry about what's going on in my life, you know, because if I look, I promise you, at these, and I'm just going to use this paraphrase, no offense, I look at these Susie Q's and these Joe Blow's out there and what's going on in their life, and I'm telling you what, that sense of peace comes over me. My problems seem so small, and I have big problems. Big problems,
right.
You guys know I got big problems here, but you know what, I have a roof over my head. I'm alive today. My husband is alive today. My grandchildren are going to have Christmas. My children are going to have Christmas. You know,
that's
they're
right.
They're not calling somebody and saying, hey, all of my stuff just got stolen from my camp, you know? So think about that, guys. When you're sitting there and you're, what I would say, wallowing in your sorrows, that there's somebody
right.
else out there that has definitely a bigger problem than you, and maybe a small gesture of kindness will help them, you know? That's mine and Susie's mission statement with Lana and Susie's talk is be kind. Be kind, be
yeah.
forgiving, be loving, you know, be considerate of each other. So, you know, we're kind of getting off topic here tonight, but I don't know about
That's,
you.
It's Christmas.
You know, it's Christmas. I just don't, I want to talk about giving back, you know, and wishing and praying and hoping that everybody has a beautiful Christmas with your family, you know, and just for one day, even though the government says you can't, you can unite
yep.
and be together with your family, because I'm going to tell you right now, you never know, it could be the last time you ever see them. You know, it could be the last time you ever speak to them.
That's
so,
right.
You know, Sonia, please, I would love for you to post on here what you're doing so that this can get out to drivers so that they know to reach out to you, and so that you can give them the stuff that you and your friends have worked so hard to put together, you know. Susie, what are you and your family doing this? What are you and your family doing tomorrow for Christmas?
Well, actually, my babies are in there right now. My two granddaughters, they're in there preheating the oven. We've got to bake our cookies for Santa when we're done here. But my daughter and my son-in-law are traveling home with my other grandchild. They live in North Carolina. My son-in-law is in the Marine Corps. So they're coming home to visit for Christmas. And so I'm super excited. You know that, Lena. You know how much I love my children. And it's especially, you know, when they get to come home, that makes it just a little more bittersweet, because she actually called yesterday and asked if we might be interested in keeping our grandson for a day while they go out with her brother-in-law. And so I'm pretty excited about that, because that gives me some alone time with the baby so I can spoil him. You know, because when mom and dad are around, they tell you what they can and can't have. Mom and dad aren't here. They don't get to say no, right?
That's right.
But we're going to have a pretty laid-back day. So I'm glad my husband will be home as well. So I'm thankful for that he'll be home for Christmas. And my heart goes out to all of you out there that are listening that can't be at home, or that your loved one's not going to be at home because they're going to be in that stinky old truck.
But you really need to
tell your husbands or your wives, whatever the case may be. If you hear of a location close to you, you need to encourage them to partake in that. I mean, it warms Lena's heart. I know it does, to put in all this effort to feed these guys. They really need to take advantage of that, because, you know, that's what they're doing it for. They're doing it for these guys, and they need to swallow that pride and reach out and say, hey, Lena, I'm going to be there. Can you please bring me a plate? I would love to have dinner.
Please tell you right now. On Thanksgiving, when my husband and I was out working, we worked Thanksgiving, and we were sitting in that creepy old truck stop in that creepy old little town in Ohio. I would have gave anything for somebody to have knocked on our door and said, here is a Thanksgiving dinner. You know, I would have. I'm telling you right now, you just really don't realize how much you miss that stuff until it's not there, you know. And this is the first year that you know, I've ever worked where I wasn't able to have Thanksgiving dinner with my family, or, you know, and I was working out on the road. I would have given anything for one of you guys to knock down my door and said, here, Lana, happy Thanksgiving, have some turkey. So, you know, that's another reason that I wanted to do this. Merry Christmas, Marine. I'm sorry, guys.
And one more thing, guys. Let me just put this out here while I've got Lena on the line. I mean, we talk all the time anyways, but I want you guys to know, I feel like this week I've already had my Christmas blessing this week, because I did get to meet my friend in person, and I got to hug her. And actually spend a little bit of time with her. That's right.
Yes.
and so I feel very blessed that I had that opportunity this week. And what a better week for it to happen but on Christmas week. I don't know how many of our listeners know or how many of our viewers know. Lena and I had never met in person until this week. And I'm so thankful that we finally did. And I can assure you guys, it will for sure not be the last time.
Oh, it will not be for the last time. I can promise you that. I can most surely promise you that. You know, Susie and I guess Susie was in D.C. when I was up there, but for whatever reason, I don't know why she. Why didn't you come talk to me when we were in D.C.?
You were actually doing a video, and after that, I mean, there are pictures on your page of our truck when we were in D.C., but you were always so busy. You were just busy, busy, busy. So I just didn't, I don't know, I didn't want to interrupt. I try not to interrupt people. I should have. I totally should have. But that's okay. Oh, I mean, everything happens in its time, you know.
Yes, yes, ma'am. Well, guys, you know, I mean, it's a we've bent your ear, I think, long enough tonight. And hey, Dennis, I'm loving your avatars there, brother. So, once again, Merry Christmas to everybody. Enjoy it if you're with your family. Embrace it. Embrace it like it's the last Christmas that you're going to have with your family, because it possibly can be. If you are out on the road and you're heading down 44 to Southwest Missouri, or heading down 44 the other way, whatever way that might be, I'm a truck driver and I don't even know. The TA truck stop in Mount Vernon, Missouri, everybody knows where it is. I'm thinking, like I said, I'll be there between 2:30, 3 o'clock. I'll be there for a couple of hours handing out these Thanksgiving dinners. Sonia is doing something as well, so you guys get her name off this page. Make sure that you go to her page, and because she has prepared a lot of stuff. Trucker G and Mrs. G, they're doing something too. They also live here in Missouri as well, so... that, if you guys know Joe Denny and you got his phone number, just give a brother a call. Just check on him. See how he's doing.
Absolutely.
Today's a hard day for him, please. And, you know, I think with that, we're going to wrap up our show, unless you have anything else you want to say, Susie.
No, I'm good, Lena. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. Be kind. Love each other. Help each other. You know, that smile could be the one thing that turns a person's day around. So Merry Christmas, everybody, and good night.
Good night.